Potpourri. Willkommen. Welcome. Bienvenue. Gedanken. Thoughts. Ideen. Leben. Life. Spaßiges. Plaisir. Interviews. Wissenschaft. Musik. Reisen. Traveling. Voyage. Sprache. Languages. Langue. Potpourri.
Hello and welcome to Potpourri. This is Florian speaking. This is the 21st episode and today's episode will be in English. Hallo und herzlich willkommen. Hier ist wieder euer Florian. Wie versprochen, diesmal etwas besser drauf. Obschon ich krank bin, aber mehr dazu später in Englisch heute. Bonjour et bienvenue à Potpourri, c'est Florian. Aujourd'hui, c'est le 21e épisode et je vais parler en anglais, je voulais dire, au sujet de plusieurs sujets. Okay, so what will I be talking about today? I will be talking about that I've been a little bit sick, that I've been to Sydney, that the RoboCup is going rather well for us, about Australia doing well at the World Cup, about my little trip to New Zealand, and then about some podcast-related stuff, and finally, some greetings. Righto. Topic number one. I have been sick. That's why there has been no podcast for the last 2 weeks. I still am sick, but I'm on the way of getting better. So, yeah, I had just had a little bit of a cough, a sore throat, headache, fever, the whole not feel good package, so to say. But that's getting better because I will be heading to New Zealand tomorrow, but more on that later. What have I been doing? Last week I went to Sydney. It was not my first time, I've been there several times, but it was my first touristish visit to Sydney. I went there with a good friend of mine, Eva, she's German, she'll pronounce it the German way. And yeah, it's been a great time. I've put a lot of photos on the internet and to my blog as well. So if you're interested in that, you're very welcome to take a look. What did we do? We didn't do too very much because we only had 2 days. We stayed in Kirribilli, which is one of the most posh districts of Sydney, just across the street from the Prime Minister, with a beautiful, magnificent harbour view and the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. And that at night is just so beautiful and so romantic. And we were fairly lucky with the weather as well. We got there on Sunday where it was still grey. You'll see that on the first couple of photos. But then Monday, Tuesday, it was just beautiful weather. Blue sky, sun shining, not too hot, not too cold, considering it's still winter. And so we were very lucky on that. So we went to see the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge and crawled around the pubs in town and just had a great time. Did some nice cooking as well. It was just amazing and a little holidays for me, which I pretty much needed. I also got a chance to finally start writing my thesis. Yes, I have written about seven pages by now, which is pretty good. So I'm doing well. I'm on track, hopefully. And yeah, so when I got back, the RoboCup started. As you know, I'm working on little robots playing soccer. There was the World Cup parallel to the human World Cup is the Robot Cup, the Robot World Cup. And my team, the Newbots, here from the University of Newcastle, turned out to become world champion. Pretty good. And the funny thing is, we didn't play against the favorites, which are the Germans, and as everybody suspected, because they won the Robot Cup last 3 times, I think. No, they didn't make it into the finals. The final, we played against another team from Australia, from Sydney, actually, UNSW. And that was so interesting. During the whole tournament, we scored, I think, 71 goals, and we only got 3 goals against us, which is pretty good. And that was in the final game, actually, against UNSW. They did similarly well, but not as well as we did, and it was just the supremacy of the Newbots. So I didn't have too much to do with it, but I'm still happy because I'm in that team now, and because most of the stuff that made the Robots win was already written before I arrived here. So, but yeah, it turned out to be fairly good cup for us, and there's going to be a big party. I'm a bit sad that I'm not there, But, well, that's life, hey. Anyway, so that was pretty good, and we're all very happy, and I was all very excited to see that yesterday streamed live over the internet. And, well, although being on the other end of the world, I only got like a picture every 5-6 seconds, but at least I got the sound so I could keep track of the score. Very exciting. Anyway, talking of soccer, at the real world, Cup Australia is doing as well, fairly well, at least better than everybody suspected. We kicked Japan's ass. What the Germans did not manage to do, Germans played against Japan 2-2, just in a friendly just prior to the World Cup, whereas Australia played against Japan... 3-1, yes, exactly, 3-1, it was amazing. And so we played against Brazil last night. I got up at 2 a.m. in the morning, and we did really well, and pretty much at the end of the game, it was... nobody scored a goal, not even the Brazilians, and they didn't really get into the game, really. They didn't pull out their beautiful stuff. Australia was playing a really tough, strong, tight defense. But eventually they knocked one in, and then a little bit later on, another one. So Australia lost against Brazil, but still they did have a lot of opportunities. They took a lot of... In total, they took, I think, about twice as many shots at the goal, at the Brazilian goal, as the Brazilians took at the Australian goal, but they did not manage to put a single one in, which was pretty much a shame, thanks to the Brazilian goalkeeper or their incapability of aiming at the goal, I guess. Anyway, so we are going to play against Croatia sometime next week, and if we manage to pull it off against them, and if they play like they play today, they hopefully will manage to pull it off against Croatia, we will be in the finals as well. That is the second round, but they are called finals. Yeah. Okay, what's next on my list? New Zealand, yes, exactly. I'm going to be leaving in like, let's see, what is it? 12:45. I'm going to leave in 4 hours to go to Sydney, see Eva again. And then tomorrow night I will be flying out to Christchurch, to New Zealand, to see my host family. As you all know, or maybe not know, I stayed for a year in Christchurch in 1998. Until 1999, and I saw them about 2 years ago when I did a little New Zealand trip, so this is my third time I'm going to be seeing them. I'm very excited. Hardly anybody knows about me going there. Hardly anybody knows about me being in Australia at all, so it's going to be a big surprise for quite a few people, so that's going to be very exciting. Basically, I'll be just there from Tuesday to Tuesday, hanging out on the farm, hopefully getting to do some farm work, because it's a nice contrast to all the brain work you do if you just, you know, wade in the dirt and milk cows and chop trees and do whatnot. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that, and you won't be hearing of me while I'm there because their internet connection is not very good. Yes, so finally, as you can see, I'm a bit of in a hurry and I'm just talking about a lot of uninteresting things, so I'm trying to skip over them. And my last thing on the list is some podcasting stuff. I just had a chat with a friend a couple of days ago, and she said that I'm not very podcaster, as in greeting all the other podcasters and citing everybody else and commenting on everybody else and being there and mentioning my email address like 5 times in podcast like other people do. No names, Henning? Just kidding. And so I thought I might catch up on that. So, okay, let's start with a lot of greetings. I want to greet Christina from Elfenstaub. She, as you all know, may or maybe not know, she stopped her podcast a couple of months ago for some very personal reasons, and she had her birthday last week. And so happy birthday to Christina, and thanks for your little comment at Podstudy. I also want to thank Janina, which is a classmate from primary school. We managed to get in touch lately, and she's a very active follower of my blog and my podcast, so I'm very glad, and I want to say hi to Janina as well, to Pascal, which is a classmate from my time at the Collège Français in Berlin. She's in Portugal right now. She popped a message into my guest book, so thanks Pascal, and cuckoo! And I also want to thank the following musicians, Kelly Muller, Cassandra Kubinski, Taru Coleman, and Derek N. Ashong. I played their music over the last couple of podcasts, and they popped me a line in my guest book thanking for that. And again, I have to thank the artists for making their music publicly accessible. And it's very nice, this Podshow thing, like that podcasters can play their music for free, and I think it's a give and take for both sides. We play their music and we've got some nice music to put in the background, and they get the public attention, so that's awesome. Thanks guys, thanks for popping me a line into my guest book as well, for even bothering. So another very podcastish thing is I want to mention all the fancy things that I did on the internet. So I've got a blog, so you're all very welcome to tune into my blog. That's being updated daily, hopefully, about things that are going on in my life, especially here in Australia right now. So I'd be glad if you tuned in and popped me a few comments in there. I'm also listed at podstar.de. That's a German podcasting portal, and you can pop me comments there and give me stars, plenty of stars, please. Because that increases my rating and then makes me climb up the list and maybe get some attention of other people and get some more listeners, because at the moment it's very few people only out there listening. Another thing I've got is a Frapper map. That's sort of a fashion thing amongst podcasters as well, where you sort of, I think it's sort of a wrapper around Google Maps, where you just put a marker saying, hey, I'm here and I'm listening to your podcast, that's cool. So you're very welcome to do so. So please put a marker on my Frapper map. A link to that will be in the show notes as well. I also got a Flickr account, as I mentioned earlier, with a lot of photos. Please have a look at them as well, makes me feel better, as you can see. And I've got a YouTube account as well, where I will put a few silly videos here and there. I put a silly one a couple of weeks ago, and that's still silly. So if you all want to have a laugh and see me go nuts, have a look at my YouTube account again. Links to be found in the show notes. Speaking of show notes, I have a personal homepage, which is florian-knorn.de. Well, florian-knorn.com. That's F-L-O-R-I-A-N, Florian. Knorn.com, and you will find a link in the navigation up top saying podcast, and if you click on that you will see all the show notes and the links to all the stuff that I mentioned in here. And on that homepage you also find my guest book, so if you want to pop me a line, you're very welcome to do so, and I will be very excited. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's pretty much it, I guess. I'll be off fixing my lunch. After that, I'll be cutting this, and then I'll be skedaddling off to Sydney, and then stay a night there, and then it'll be off to Christchurch. Woohoo! I had another idea the other day, and a friend of mine enhanced that idea. That is, I will be putting a little Aussie slang term at the end of my podcast, and to make things very exciting for you, I will only explain what that means in the next podcast. So, saying goodbye, this one's going to be very easy today. It's going to be, watch out, righto champ, catch you later. Okay, that was it. Goodbye for now, and I'll talk to you on my next podcast. Earliest will be in 1 week. Ja, tschüss meine Lieben, au revoir tout le monde, et à bientôt. Tschüss!
Potpourri. Today's episode of Potpourri was proudly presented by Nicola, the nymphomaniac midwife from Paderborn. Achtung, war wieder ein Insider.